Hello and welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, You'll See It When You Believe It, The Way to Your Personal Transformation, by Dr. Wayne Dyer and summarized by Ashley Butcher. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Our thoughts are a magic part of us, and they can carry us places that have no boundaries and no limitations. In that dimensionless world of thought, everything is possible. Dr. Wayne Dyer shares with us his path to personal transformation as he guides us through his processes of inspection and contemplation in order to help us live our lives to the fullest potential. Let's get started with the first big thought. Transformation. Transcend your form. Quote, "When you live exclusively in form, you live in a world of limitations." End quote. The first step to self-realization is to modify the way we think about ourselves in a fundamental way. Dr. Dyer explains that when we think of ourselves solely as our physical bodies, we're thinking about ourselves through our limitations. In our physical form, we can only lift so much weight, do so much work, we can only run so fast. But these limitations only live within the dimension of form. Dr. Dyer argues that the essence of who we are is not our physical bodies, but something untouchable, unsmellable, a divine, invisible, thinking being. Dyer explains, quote, "Every single cell of your entire form will change every 7 years or so, and yet you still exist. The form has completely changed many times, yet the real you has remained constant," end quote. When we no longer think of the essence of who we are in a physical sense, we're free to create a life for ourselves that is without limitations. Without the physical form, there are no limits to our ability to think, and you can imagine yourself doing anything in this dimension of thought. This is where transformation can begin. Quote, "Once you begin to realize that you yourself are divine just by the fact that you have a mind and a universal intelligence that backs up your form, you're already zooming ahead. The rest will happen almost automatically." End quote. The next big thought. Thought, the you beyond form. Quote, "The you that is beyond form is eternal and alive in a formless world." End quote. According to Dyer, thinking is much more than something we simply do. It's what we are. Consider this. Quote, "Your desire to improve your life is really your thought to improve your life. Your will to live is really your thought to live. Your entire past up until this moment is nothing more than thought. Your entire future from this moment onward is nothing more than thought." End quote. Everything we know and do is simply thought. Many great minds have concluded that our thoughts are a pronounced determining factor in the greatness of our lives. Shakespeare once said, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Along these same lines, Abraham Lincoln said, "People are about as happy as they make up their minds to be." When we see the significance of our thoughts in this manner, we see how our futures are actually formed by the thoughts that we consistently have. Dyer agrees firmly with these great minds when he says, quote, "Thoughts, when properly nourished and internalized, will become a reality in the world of form. We think in pictures, and these pictures become our inner reality," end quote. Dyer explains that there are four basic principles to effective visualization that will aid in manifesting thoughts into the physical realm. The first is that action comes from images. Everything that we do is a result of a picture we had in our head prior to making an action or attempt. If we see ourselves as unable to complete a task, then we won't be able to complete it. If we think of ourselves as too shy to have a certain experience, then we'll make that thought our reality. Quote, "Once your thoughts reflect what you genuinely want to be, the appropriate emotions and the consequent behaviors will flow automatically." End quote. The second is, tell yourself that everything you visualize is already here. According to Einstein, time does not exist in the linear world. If we live in a universe without time, everything we're capable of thinking is already here. But we cannot only visualize and wait for something to materialize. The opportunity to bring the thoughts into reality is up to us and within our reach. The physical reality is here. We just need to make the connection. Number three, be willing. Quote, in order to make a visualization a reality in the world of form, you must be willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen. End quote. This is an extremely important aspect of visualization. If we are open and willing, we can do whatever is necessary to achieve our dreams. Number 4. Realize there is no such thing as failure. Dyer says, you can never fail. You simply produce results. Every attempt produces a result of some kind. Often our concept of failure is coming from someone else's idea of how things should turn out, but we cannot fail at being ourselves. The next big thought. Oneness, the song of the universe. Quote, you are at once a beating heart and a single heartbeat in the body called humanity. End quote. Realizing that the universe is one whole, made of various interconnecting pieces, opens our eyes to the fact that all of humanity is a beautiful, harmonious song. When we view everything through this lens, we can easily become more compassionate to all our world's living creatures. This makes seeing the beauty all around us flow effortlessly. When we don't see the interconnectedness of everything, things start to unravel. Dyer uses the following analogy. When a single cell is without internal harmony, it will behave in a non-beneficial way and affect the whole that contains it. Quote, thus, a cell with an absence of ease, a diseased cell, is lacking a reference to the whole, including itself. Consequently, it destroys everything in its way by refusing to cooperate with the adjacent cell until it destroys the whole and, as a result, destroys itself. End quote. What Dyer is describing is cancer within the human body. An organism that doesn't have a reference to its whole will not act in a harmonious way and will ultimately self-destruct. We can apply this concept to human beings as well. Quote, when an individual acts destructively toward another person, it's because he has no reference to the whole. Without that feeling of belonging to the whole, he will act aggressively towards others and in the process end up destroying the self as well. End quote. Our lack of thinking in terms of oneness can produce a cancerous cell within societies as well, just like a cell within a single body. Dyer's solution to this is to achieve a sense of oneness by actively experiencing thoughts of unity and love. Think about your relationships to all other human beings within our one song. Quote, you can be either an instrument of cohesion and leadership, or one of the beings that unconsciously brings your unit down. End quote. The next big thought, abundance, living without scarcity. Quote, abundance, with its absence of limits and boundaries, is the very watchword of the universe. End quote. Our universe is one without boundaries. It's endless. Our thoughts are also without boundaries, and as Dyer concludes, our thoughts are endless as well. Abundance, which is without limits and boundaries, quote, is the universe's response to our belief in scarcity. End quote. When we live our lives with what Dyer calls a scarcity mentality, we're evaluating our lives in terms of what's lacking. The scarcity mentality has us dwell on and put energy into what we do not have, and thus perpetuates our experience. Thoughts such as, I do not have enough of, or I would be happier if I had, are thoughts rooted in scarcity thinking. Quote, people believe they live life of lack because they're unlucky, instead of recognizing that their belief system is rooted in scarcity thinking. Yet as long as they live with a scarcity mentality, that is what they will attract to their lives. End quote. Dyer says that the solutions to the problems of lacking are all here in the world that we live and breathe in every day. The first step is to rid yourself of a scarcity mentality, and that's by giving thanks for everything you have, big or small. Make an effort to focus on what you do have instead of what's missing in your life. Once you become truly thankful for what you have, you begin to dwell on the abundance all around you. The next part of ridding yourself of a scarcity mentality is to understand that what you think about is what you focus on and ultimately create more of. We act upon our thoughts, and they become our literal experience. When we focus on the abundance in our lives, we can bring more of what's good towards us. Quote, when you live and breathe prosperity with a belief that everything is in huge supply and that we are all entitled to have what we can, you start actively treating yourself and others in this fashion. This principle applies to the acquisition of wealth, personal happiness, intellectual pursuits, and everything else. End quote. The abundance that we receive is a reflection of the abundance that we imagine for ourselves. Dyer tells us that abundance is not something that we can acquire, but instead it's something that we tune into. When we no longer focus on what we do not have, we can create a change in our consciousness and appreciate all that we do. The next big thought, synchronicity. Everything is perfect. Quote, everything happens for a purpose, and the puzzle pieces fit together perfectly. End quote. Synchronicity is described by Carl Jung as, quote, the simultaneous occurrence of two meaningfully but not casually connected events. End quote. Dyer describes a belief of synchronicity as, quote, every single life has a purpose and deeper meaning that we are generally aware of, end quote. Dyer believes this phenomenon is omnipresent in his life, that there are no accidents of any kind. Quote, there is a rhythm to the universe. When we're able to get quiet enough, we experience how we are a part of that perfect rhythm, end quote. There's a certain connectedness all around us that we can experience that cannot be easily explained. For example, when just the right series of events occurs, or someone calls you when you were just thinking about them. Once we can see the connectors, quote, the universal principle of synchronicity becomes more believable and ultimately more available to us, end quote. When we live with this principle, we can know that everything we encounter, think, and do is part of the synchronicity of the universe. We can stand back and see that all of our lives are synchronized. Quote, trust in this. Know that it all hangs in perfect harmony. Know that you too are part of that perfection, and that your every act, thought, intuition, and placement any place is also part of that perfection. Once you accept this synchronization of the universe, the seemingly impossible coincidences are met with a nod and a knowing, rather than an incredulous shockwave of disbelief about a series of happenstances. End quote. The final big thought, forgiveness. Free yourself. Quote, forgiveness is the ultimate test for the person who's willing and able to live the enlightened life. End quote. An essential component to achieving an awakened life is applying the principle of forgiveness. The inability to forgive, according to Dyer, is the cause of many people's suffering. To genuinely feel forgiveness is to understand and apply the principles Dyer has explained throughout the book. Many people are simply not good at forgiveness. Sometimes it feels easier to hang on to our judgments and resentments, or we simply don't know how to process our pain. An important part of being able to forgive can occur when we realize that the anger and pain we hold on to is continually generated within us, not some outside force. We have the power to change our thoughts and feelings. Dyer tells us, quote, learning to forgive involves learning to correct the misperceptions that you've created with your own thoughts. Once you have your thoughts clear, you will assume total responsibility for yourself, including how you're treated, and you will get yourself to the point where forgiveness is no longer something that you must practice. End quote. Using the principles throughout the book, such as how we think, and being aware of the oneness and abundance all around us, we can rid ourselves of destructive feelings such as blame, revenge, and judgment. A great quote from Dyer explains that, quote, enlightenment demands that you take responsibility for your life. Responsibility means literally to respond with ability. This is impossible when you're disabled by hatred, blame, and revenge, end quote. Our ability to forgive will come automatically as we become truly awakened. As we work on practicing forgiveness in our lives, Dyer tells us to remember this beautiful quote by Mark Twain. Forgiveness is the fragrance that violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. So there we have it, Wayne Dyer's path to personal transformation as he guides us through processes of inspection and contemplation to help us live our lives to the fullest potential. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.